Scully Oil Company presents Captain Midnight. Captain Midnight, brought to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time, by the Scully Oil Company, Scully Jobbers and Dealers. Say, fellas and girls, did you hear the big news last night about the Mexican jumping beans? Well, it's true, every word of it. Every member of Captain Midnight's new 1940 Flight Patrol can get a bag of genuine imported Mexican jumping beans and a thrilling jumping bean game besides absolutely free. The very same kind of jumping beans that young Pablo gave to Chuck and Patsy. These amazing curiosities of nature were gathered by daring Mexican Indians from reptile-infested underbrush deep in the jungles and brought out to civilization so that every Flight Patrol member could have the thrill of actually owning some genuine Mexican jumping beans. And wait till you see them perform. Listen, I have some here in a pan. Bill? Say, you'll laugh your head off watching them. As soon as they get warm and comfortable, they start to move and wiggle and make more funny motions than a circus clown. And that's what makes the Ringo Jumbo game so exciting. You never know whose bean will reach the outside ring first to win the game. And everybody will ask, what makes a move like that? And you'll know, because it tells you right on the bag they come in. But now listen, here's all you do to get your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game absolutely free. Just stop by your Skelly service station with mother or dad. Show your Skelly man your Flight Patrol membership card. He'll give you your jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game right on the spot. They're free to Flight Patrol members. Just be sure to call for them at your Skelly service station before they're all gone, because the supply is limited. Say, why not go over tonight? Remember, they're absolutely free. You don't need any seals or box tops or even a penny for a stamp. You just show your Skelly man that you're a member of the 1940 Flight Patrol, and he'll give you your free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumbo game without a moment's delay. But don't put it off. See your Skelly man the very next time you're out in the family car. And now to Captain Midnight. The famous pilot and his friends are making the best of their situation in the crater of the extinct volcano. Meanwhile, Ivan Shark at the Pareda Hacienda forces Dolores Pareda to surrender a huge diamond, a family heirloom. Then, when she asks Shark to fulfill his agreement and bring in her father, the criminal laughs at her and demanded more of the Pareda treasure. With a scream of rage, Dolores sprang at him, a dagger gleaming in her hand. Dardo leaped to save his chief. Thus we left Dolores yesterday. And today, the same scene continues. Listen as Dardo shouts.
Hey, stop!
Hey, you're fiend, you spitfire. So you tried to kill the great Ivan Shark, eh?
I can't kill you. I will kill myself.
I'll break into you, beautiful little cat. Look out, Dardo.
You dog!
She tried to get me.
Yes, and the next time I did not see
you. Grab Gardo. You're getting away.
I'll get her, chief.
Never mind, Gardo. The door is locked. He can't get out of the room.
Yeah, let me in it, chief. I'll finish her off.
You will never touch me again, you snake.
You will save yourself a lot of trouble, senorita, by being more reasonable. I warn you.
Look, chief, she got a base in her head. She's going to break the window.
Grab her, Gardo. Grab her, quick.
I'll get her. Don't you worry.
You'll never get me now.
Quick, Gardo. Catch her.
There. I got her. Try to get away, will you?
Pull her back from the window.
Take your hands away from me.
Look out, Gardo, the knife.
Oh!
I told you not to touch me.
She slashed my arm. She's getting away again. Oh, no, you won't.
If you touch me, I will kill you.
Leave her alone, Gardo. She's in the corner. She cannot get away.
I'll say she can't. She won't either. Listen, chief, what's the use of fooling around with her? Let me
go. Go ahead and shoot, you cowardly dog.
Gardo, put away your gun. Stop it, I say.
Oh, let's get it over with right away, chief.
Then tell me, Gardo, how will we find the parade of treasure?
Why, that's good. Huh?
You what's stupid that? If you kill her, how are we to find the treasure?
Yes, the parade of treasure. That is all you think about. Otherwise, you would commit murder.
Oh, let me at her, chief. I'll make her tell.
You will not. I shall say only what I wish.
Very good, then, senorita. If you will tell us where the treasure is, you shall have your freedom.
Lies, lies. You have told me nothing but lies. You have not kept one promise. You are one big, dirty pig.
Chief, are you going to stand for that?
Shut up, Gardo. I will handle this in my own way.
Very good, senor. I will give you one more chance. You wish the treasure?
Yes, senorita. You give us a parade of treasure, and I will let you go.
The first time you promised to bring my father to me, and you promised to let us both go. But you did not keep that promise. Now I will trust you once more.
You have my word of honor. Produce the treasure, and you shall be free.
Very well, senor. I will get the treasure for you in just a moment.
Hey, chief, where's she going?
Stop, senorita. Where are you going?
I do not go out of these rooms, senor.
Hey, listen to that, chief. The treasure must be in this room.
You say you do not have to leave the room, senorita?
No, senor. Ahead of me, in the far corner, is a screen. I will go behind it, and you will give me 1 minute. Then I will give you the treasure.
Well, what do you know about that? It's right here in the same room with us, and we didn't know it.
Very well, then, senorita. I will give you the minute you ask for. Then you will produce the treasure. If you do not, your life will be forfeit immediately.
Si, senor. It is the bargain.
Wait a minute, chief. Maybe there's some trick to this.
Don't worry, Gardo. She is in the same room with us.
Yeah, but don't trust her, chief. Look what she did to me.
That is because you're such a clumsy fool, Gardo. But never fear. I know what she will do. She will give us part of the treasure and hold out the rest. But now that we know where it is, we will not fail to find it. And all of it.
Yeah. Just think of it, Chief. It must have been right under our nose all the time.
It's almost a maxim, Gatto. But the plainer in view something is, the harder it is to see.
Hey, ain't the minute up yet, Chief.
In a few more seconds, Gatto.
Well, I wouldn't wait no longer if I was you, Chief.
Very well. Senorita, your minute is up. Come out, I tell you, senorita. The minute has passed.
I bet she ain't there, Chief. I bet she tricked us.
Come quickly, Gatto. You'll see.
Here's the screen, Chief. I'll pull it back.
Gatto! She has disappeared. Bang! Huey! Quickly, come here!
And now, we return to Captain Midnight and his friends. In the sheltered cave on the hillside overlooking the dried lake bed, which has protected Ma and Patsy Donovan, Captain Midnight and Chuck Ramsey are talking. Listen as Captain Midnight says...
No, Chuck, I think the black plane is safe where it is.
I know, Red. Where it stands under the trees, it's hard to see from the air. But a bomb anywhere near it would wreck it.
Yes, I know that, Chuck. But that's the only place available.
Couldn't we fly across the ridge and hide it somewhere?
Possibly. But you know how mountainous this country is. I doubt if we'd find a usable field within 5 miles.
No, I guess not. Well, we'll have to take a chance.
There's one thing that's troubled me a good deal, Chuck.
Gosh, Red, what's that?
When we leave here, we'll probably have to leave in a hurry.
You mean if Shot's men on the ground should break through?
Yes, that's the danger. This one plane won't take all of us. So we'll have to find some other way of escape if we can.
Well, I'll get Pebbles and we'll... Oh, well, look.
Huh?
Here comes Patsy and Pebbles now.
Oh.
Red.
Hello, Patsy.
Hi, Chuck.
Hi.
What are you two looking so serious about?
Yes, senor. You look like you've lost the best friend. Cheer up. Patsy and I bring the good news.
Well, Pebbles, what is it?
Well, I will let Patsy tell you.
All right, Patsy, what is it?
Well, you won't be able to wait when I tell you. We're going to have the swellest sea tonight.
Oh, boy, I'm interested right now.
Well, I thought you'd be. Well, here's the joke. Senor Paredes' cook fixed up such a swell dinner of Mexican food that Ma's going to return the favor and put on a dinner of American food.
See, si, the Senora Donovan, she puts on the banquet here in the cave tonight.
Well, it certainly sounds good. But where's Mrs. Donovan going to get that food?
Oh, don't worry about that. Senor Paredes' men have been up in the mountains, and you ought to see the stuff they brought back. We're going to have roast wild turkey and dressing.
Turkey and dressing?
Please, and beacon.
Si, how do you like that? It sounds like the Thanksgiving dinner.
Oh, say, look, here comes Pinky.
Hi there, folks. How's everything down this side of the battlefield?
Just fine, Pinky.
I've got swell news for you, Pinky. We're going to have roast turkey for dinner tonight.
By the great grizzly, wiggle I tail Slim.
Oh, Pinky, I forgot. I want you to meet Pablo. Pebble, this is Pinky Drake.
The name is Gustavo Ronaldo Garza Carrasco Porto Peroni Pebble.
What's he saying?
Well, look, Pebbles, Pinky is a real good friend of ours.
Oh, he's the real good friend, huh? Oh, then the name is Pebbles.
Now you're a-talking. That's something I can get my mouth around. Oh, Captain Midnight, I've got a message for you.
Sure, Pinky, what is it?
Senor Parado wants to talk to you.
Okay, Pinky, come along. I'll see the rest of you all there.
Well, don't miss dinner tonight, Pinky.
And not by a jumpful, I won't.
Ah, mi amigos. This Pinky, he's the okay fellow, huh? I like him and this one you call Slim very much.
Well, they're both 100%. Oh, but listen, you two. I just had a talk with Captain Midnight, and we three have got a job on our hands.
Oh, so that's why you two were so serious.
Yeah. Oh, and it's something you might be able to help us with, Pebbles.
Oh, you bet your neck Pablo will help. What is it, Chuck?
Well, we've got to find some way out of this old crater in case of emergency.
But, Chuck, there are the only two ways. The mountain trail and the Barranca.
Well, listen, you two. I've got something to tell you.
Sure, Patsy. What is it?
You know this cave we're in?
Sure. And it's a lucky break for us that we found it.
Well, you know it goes way back into the hillside. Ma and I have been staying up on the ledge above, where it's high and dry. But I was doing a little exploring this morning.
You mean to tell us you went back in that black cave all alone?
Well, just a little ways. But I found out something that's mighty interesting. In fact, it might prove to be the way of escape you're talking about.
Gee. Well, what'd you find out?
Come back here with me, and I'll show you.
Well, I will go, but I will tell you this place has a very bad name.
Well, come on anyway. You can tell us about it while we go.
Well, the people who live in this mountain tell the strange stories about this cave. There are many people who have gone in here, but they have never come back.
Gosh, Chuck, listen to that.
Oh, those are probably just some native superstitions.
Listen.
Oh, I can hear wind, and I can feel it blowing on my face.
Right where we are now, this small cave comes out into a bigger one. Come on, let's look it over.
Oh, oh please, me, Nico. Do not go too far.
Gosh, the wind blows harder here. Hey, listen. What's that fire?
Well, things are happening fast. Say, how did Dolores Pareda manage to escape from Ivan Shark and Gardo so suddenly? And now, what are Chuck Ramsey, Patsy Donovan, and Pablo going to run into when they explore the black interior of the cave? Something we feel sure they will do. Mysterious and strange events are ahead. Don't miss them. Tune in Monday to Captain Midnight. Well, sir, tomorrow is Armistice Day. And we hope you have a pleasant weekend. Now, if you're out in the family car, remember to stop in at your friendly Skelly service station. First, for some tailor-made L-Max gasoline and Skelly Tagoline winter oil. And second, to get your free Mexican jumping beans and your Ringo Jumbo game. Yes, they're free to every member of Captain Midnight's 1940 Flight Patrol. Now, if you're not a member yet, you can still get your jumping beans and the game if you see your Skelly man right away and join up. But don't delay, because we can only give them out while they last. So get your free bag of Mexican jumping beans and your free Ringo Jumbo game at your Skelly service station tonight or tomorrow for sure. Now don't forget to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for further transcribed adventures of Captain Midnight, brought to you by the Skelly Oil Company, Skelly Jobbers and Dealers. Has Dolores Pareda escaped from the clutches of Ivan Shark? And what mysteries does this cave hold for Chuck and Patsy? Be sure to listen Monday. Until then, this is Don Gordon, your Skelly Man, saying goodbye and happy landing!